I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com. Yes, and we are here ready for a tip. I'm the author of Help of the Helpmeet. If you're a helpmeet that needs help, you need to get your book, you need to get your workbook, you need to get the prayer books, you need to get the resources. You just need to get some stuff to get some help, just because help is good. Help is on the way. Help is here. And this book will bless you. This book will help you understand the helpmeet role. Understand the helpmeet role. So let me know that you are a helpmeet that is suitable. All right. So Help for the Helpmeet, God's strategies for becoming his helpmeet that is suitable. All right. Now, a lifestyle of prayer. Not the start and stop of prayer. Oh, goodness. Not the start and stop, because we get, you know, we get going. We like, you know what? We make it up in our mind that we're going to do this thing. I'm going to pray for my husband. I'm going to be suitable. I'm going to obey God and get all excited. And then something happens that maybe gets on your nerves. Something happens that upsets you. Something happens that causes you to be frustrated. Something happens that hurts your feelings. Can I be honest? I'm going to give you a tip. The word of God does not change because of our feelings. I'm going to sip really slowly, because I know you know that, but I need you to know that. I know you know that, but I need you to act like you know it. Uh-oh. Send this to your favorite helpmeet, because your mindset has to match the word. I wrote it this way because I'm honestly in this book, I'm talking to you. I'm talking directly to you. It says, let me be clear. Decreeing and speaking over my husband was not something I did for a week. I get the question, what's the one thing you did that caused your husband to come home? There is no one thing. There is no one thing that caused him to come home. There is no one thing that caused us to get back together. There's definitely not a one thing that causes us to stay together. There will be no one thing. It's a whole lifestyle and a whole lifestyle shift and a whole lifestyle change. And it happens. It happens. It happens. It happens. So let me be clear. Decreeing and speaking over my husband was not something I did for a week. It's something that I do as a part of a lifestyle. Because you don't want your husband to start and stop. You don't want him to start and stop getting delivered. You don't want him to start and stop getting set free. You don't want him to start and stop acting like a king. You don't want him to start and stop. So you can't start and stop the prayer and then expect something to be consistent. You want to be consistent. You want him to be consistent. You want God to be consistent. We got to learn how to be consistent. And part of the problem is there's that start and stop. And we got to do something about that. We got to make it up in our mind. There's no hot or cold. I mean, there's either hot or cold. This whole lukewarm, God is spitting it out. You don't want to be a helpmeet that spit out. No, not on my watch. You got to get hot. You got to start and you got to get hot. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? You got to do this thing because God said so. You've got to do this thing because the word of God and it is clear. You got to do this because you've made it up in your mind. You hear me say it all the time, but faith comes by hearing. Because what I see a lot of is, okay, I'm going to start and then I'm going to stop. I'm going to do it. God, I promise. 2 days later. My goodness. It's so difficult. It can be so difficult. So you got to make it up in your mind that you're doing it for God. You got to make it up in your mind that you're going to do exactly what God says do. And when he tells you to pray, even though someone despitefully uses you, we can't make this stuff up. You can't just shift and change. You got to do what God says do. Because what does it say about your relationship with God? Uh-oh, not your relationship with your husband. Woo! Being suitable talks about and says something about your relationship with God. It's time for me to sip twice. Yeah. Being suitable will challenge your relationship with God. It's not going to challenge your relationship with your husband as much as it challenges your relationship with God. Can God ask you to do something you don't want to do? And you start and stop and start and stop. No, 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 no. And if that's what you've been doing, don't wonder. I can help you. Don't wonder why things haven't changed. Don't wonder why you haven't seen shift. Don't wonder why it started and someone may have done better for a little while, came home for a little while. Consistency is key. Being consistent is absolutely key. So we got to do something better. It's right here. This is not about one thing. This is not about one time. This is about a lifestyle. That is the tip. Can your lifestyle match what you want? Let me go ahead and sip. Can your lifestyle of prayer match what you're looking for in your relationship, in your king, in your life? Can your prayer life match your request? I should look down at my book. Should I look down at the book? Should I sip again? Because some of you are asking for things, but your prayer life does not match what you're asking for, what you're expecting. Your prayer life doesn't match. So let's get our prayer life to be our life, a lifestyle, and then have expectation of what God can do because you're praying, because you're consistent, because it's not start and stop. When we wanted more finances, we didn't stop praying for that. No one stopped praying for finances. They didn't stop. You did not stop praying for finances. You were consistent. I want to tell you, I bet you were consistent about praying about your finances. I probably bet you were consistent about praying about your children. Help me. That's suitable. Mm-hmm. I bet you didn't stop. No. But somehow we think we get to pick and choose how we pray for our husbands. Not so. Not so. So let's do better. Let's do better. This is a simple tip, but it'll carry you a long way. Simple tip. It'll carry you a long way. When I tell you, your lifestyle of prayer has to match your relationship with God. It will match, and the expectations need to go along with it. The expectations need to go along with it. I'm having Welch's Red Grape tonight. So I just stopped by to remind you, just give you a little help, a little tip. The start and stop has to be eliminated. So we're in a new season. We're in a new year. You cannot start and stop and expect God to be consistent. God's so loving. He's going to love you. But there's some things that just cannot happen until you get consistency. Until you get to a point where you pray without ceasing. That's the scripture. Pray without ceasing. Can you pray for your husband? That's the declaration. I will pray without ceasing for my husband. Specifically, because I'm suitable. I'm just going to pray without ceasing. I'm going to keep on praying. No matter what I see, I'm going to keep on praying. No matter what he does, I'm going to keep on praying. No matter what I'm feeling like, I'm going to keep on praying. And I'm not going to pray amiss. Woo! I'm not going to pray amiss. I'm going to keep on praying because I'm suitable, because I have a relationship with God, because the word of God tells me to, because I know it pleases God, because God created me to be suitable. And if you're struggling with that, then you got to talk to God about how to get some stamina in prayer. And we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that stamina. Got to have it. You have to have it. Consistency is key. So I will be consistent. I see a lot of you didn't make that declaration, but we'll work on it. Mm-hmm. I will pray without ceasing. Make the declaration, not just type it, but say it out of your mouth. Because when's the last time you stopped? Don't tell me. You stopped because you were mad. You stopped because he frustrated you. You stopped because it wasn't going the way you wanted it to go. And that's not how it works. That's not how it works. You pray and you just keep on praying. You believe and you keep on believing. You have faith and you don't stop doing what you're doing. You pray without ceasing. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that you pray without ceasing. I'm going to decree and declare you pray without ceasing. No stopping. No slowing down. No stopping. No hiccups. No, oh, but not today, maybe tomorrow. No, I'm skipping Tuesday prayer because I'm mad. No, I don't feel like doing this anymore. No, why do I have to do it? I just told you. Pray without ceasing. Today. Tomorrow, the next day, when you're mad, when you're frustrated, even when your feelings are hurt, pray without ceasing. All right. That's the tip. Because some of you have just been, that what I heard in the spirit, the stop and start, skipping, slowing down. Today's not the day. I'm going to pray when I see what I want. I'm going to pray if you do what I want. That's praying a miss. Mm-mm. You're just praying to God like you don't understand your relationship with him depends on your prayer life. Because here you go. You want him to start and stop with you? Oh. I doubt it. All right. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. We're talking about praying, we're talking about decreeing, we're talking about declaring and pushing yourself past your pain, pushing yourself past your frustration, pushing yourself past unbelief, pushing yourself past seeing what you don't want to see, and pray, and keep on praying. Mm-mm-mm. This is so important. This is so important. You pray, you keep on praying. All right. It was tough. It was short, but it was tough. I need y'all to swallow. I need y'all to really get that down your throat. Praying without ceasing. That's it. That's it. There's nothing else. Do you have your book and do you have your workbook? And not just do you have it, did you read it? Some of you need to go back. Some of you need to go back. Some of you, God told you to go back and you didn't. That's already a whole area of disobedience. God told you, go back and read. Go back because you're not getting it. Go back because you need it again. Go back. Some of you have it but didn't read it. And then I gave some instructions on Tuesday. Some of you needed to re-listen to the Hope Again webinar. Hope Again. You actually have it. You're losing hope and you're not even listening to it. You're not even watching the replay. You're not even listening to the replay. You don't even have to watch. You just have to listen. You need to hope again. Because without hope, there is no faith. Without faith, no need to pray. No need. You can't pray without ceasing and have no faith. That's a whole different sip and tip. We'll do that again. But listen to the Hope Again webinar. If you don't have that webinar, I suggest it. It's on our website, GeraldandYvette.com. GeraldandYvette.com. Listen to the book. It was a good refresher. You need that refreshing when you're going to pray without ceasing. You need that mindset shift to pray without ceasing, especially when you're seeing things you don't want to see. Well, thank you for being with me. I will see you on Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Clubhouse, Facebook, or YouTube, wherever you need to be to get to pray in agreement for your king. We're going to pray without ceasing. We're going to make sure it gets done. And then on Tuesday mornings, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll pray together and get the advantage of the agreement, all right? Share it with the help meet that needs it. You know they're stopping and starting. If there's a help meet you know that's stopping and starting, put this in her inbox. Give her what she needs to remember. Sis, let's pray without ceasing. See you all Tuesday morning.